Good morning. My name is Pat Trimble. Pastor Rich asked if I would share the things that God has been teaching me. And I hope you will bear with some very personal information today. My walk with the Lord for many years was characterized by spiritual drudgery. Although I loved the Lord, I lacked discipline. I cycled in and out of the Word. When I was focused, my Bible reading was often mechanical. My prayer life was sporadic. There was occasional deep fellowship with God, but overall there was a serious lacking, one that I regretted and felt intensely guilty about. In my personal life, dreams had come true. Life was progressing as I married and we had child after child. There was much joy, but there were also intense heartaches, unexpected disappointments, and a whole lot of exhaustion. Many facets of life were not at all what I had imagined they would be, and there was no indication that they would improve in time. I tried to lay all this before the Lord. I longed for His intervention and my acceptance of His will, but I also wanted relief of daily pains and stresses. Unfortunately, rather than pressing in hard to the Lord, I dug into old coping habits. For me, that was overeating. Perhaps there are some listening today who cope with life's pains through other self-indulgent means, such as online addiction, habitual shopping, general crabbiness, angry outbursts, alcoholism, constant complaining, or recklessness. For me, I could handle a tremendous amount of stress and daily pain as long as I could eat whatever I wanted whenever I needed. Sadly, food, a gift from God that is given as one of life's many pleasures, became like a drug to me. I wasn't letting God help me along. I was handling my stress my own way. Perhaps you have a vice that doesn't show as readily as mine. But Scripture says in Numbers 32:23, "Take note, you have sinned against the Lord, and be sure your sin will find you out." I recognized the need to change. Obviously, I should change. Gluttony is a well-known sin. There were many great reasons to change, but especially in my case, for I had made a promise to my husband before we married that I would maintain a reasonably healthy weight. I knew that I had failed miserably in meeting that need of His, and that God wanted me to honor that commitment. I tried and tried and failed repeatedly to change. Most attempts fizzled after but a few weeks. I was desperate and yet unable to master my bad habits. Self-control, that beautiful fruit of the Spirit, was elusive to me. There were a couple of especially low spots where I thought that it would be better to not go on rather than continue to be such a failure. How could I call myself a believer and be so defeated? In early 2014, when we started attending this church, I began to hear messages like this: "Don't just try harder. It is of no avail. You can't keep trying and trying to change. Only God can make true change happen." I heard sermons that included, "Press into the Lord and pray that He will change you from within. Earnestly seek God as He has revealed Himself in His Word and ask Him to change you at the level of desire." So I began to stay in the Word and earnestly prayed for God to change me from the inside out. I prayed that His Word would transform me at the level of desire. I prayed that He would take all the things that I know about healthy living and help me to actually do them. I prayed that He would help me to come to honor that commitment I had made to my husband. And praise God, He is. Gradually, I see He is filling me from His Word and changing my very desires. In daily life, less and less I turn to food for comfort. I am increasingly satisfied as I turn to the Lord. My stressors have not changed, but I am being changed. What had such a grip on me is loosening and being replaced with God's loving parameters. Some friends in the church have similar goals, and we have begun to walk Godward together, spurring one another on in this area of healthy living. Perhaps you have never struggled in this way. Maybe you have always sought the Lord for life's pain relief. Praise God. But if you're like I was and are stuck in spiritually and physically unhealthy coping habits, I encourage you to experience the guilt-free joys of finding your satisfaction in God alone. Press into Him. Beg Him to change you at the level of desire. Like the Switchfoot song says, I turn everything over, turn myself in. There's nothing left of me to defend. Withhold nothing from God, and He will gently meet every need. There is no comfort greater than that given by God. Everything else is a false fulfillment. I want to wrap up by thanking the ministers in this body who have given regular excellent teaching. The messages I already described came from Pastor Rich. God has also used the teaching of Pastor Ball on God being a wonderful parent who's pulling for me in the tests of life, and that I can glorify my Heavenly Father by my responses to the tests of life. Additionally, Susan Casto is an excellent teacher and example. She recommended the very helpful little book entitled The Practice of the Presence of God. And I thank Susan Barrett for recommending BlueLetterBible.com, which has kept me on a Bible reading plan and helps me dig deeply into the Word. I am so thankful to be at this church where it has been said, come as you are, but don't stay that way. And lastly, I am grateful for the pastoral challenges that are regularly presented to the congregation. Earlier this year, we were challenged to memorize John 14:19-21. It has ministered to me as I have meditated on its potential in my life. Would you please say John 14:19-21 with me? A little while longer, and the world will see me no more, but you will see me. Because I live, you will live also. At that day, you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. He who has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him. Thank you.